Blog Talk Radio.
And good day, wherever you are in the world. My name is Kate Loving-Schenck of katelovingschenck.com, prayerprescriptions.com, and the author of the upcoming book, Prayer Prescriptions, Spiritual Remedies for Long-Lasting Health. Our guest this evening is astrology's astrologer, Sheila Odette, and we will be listening as she we'll be discussing the world events and under the lens of astrology and the tarot, as well as answering questions that our listeners might have. We already have three people on the dashboard. So the call-in number is 347-205-9200. Joining me now is Sheila Odette. Hello, dear Sheila.
Hi, sweetie.
How are you,
Hi,
sweetie?
How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Good to hear your voice.
Good, thanks. Well,
yeah.
I would begin with Jerry Sandusky because, you know, it's absolutely amazing to look at a chart that could be something fabulous and has chosen to be something other than fabulous.
Right.
But we have here a double Aquarius. Now, you know, it's very interesting that people go, okay, Aquarius is supposed to be for their fellow man and, you know, for humanity and for the love of all and on and on and on. But Jerry Sandusky has a black hole, we call it, conjunct his sun. And people that have black holes, they often lead secondary lives or second lives with hidden and sometimes shocking elements unknown to most of their intimate friends. And the black hole nature is also compulsive and demanding and tending toward addictive behaviors. But these natives, you know, these natives can be magnetic and compelling and easily attracting mm-hmm. others into their orbits for good or ill.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this chart is very interesting because beside the black hole on one side, on the other side is the south node. So basically he thinks, and it's in the Aquarian house. So basically, it's a normal, natural chart. In other words, Aquarius lays in the Aquarius house. So he does not think he's doing anything wrong. He does have no remorse, no. And, you know, I have worked with certain Aquarians, one with Jupiter conjunct the sun in Aquarius and another one, when they can disconnect like nobody else. They just, it's a fixed sign. And normally the fixed signs are, you know, Scorpio, Leo, Taurus, and Aquarius. They have that aspect about them. They hang in and they hang in and they hang in, and then when they're done, they're done.
Mm-hmm.
And Aquarius is like an air sign. The thing about Joe Paterno that I looked at is Joe Paterno's Venus at 28 degrees of Sag is exactly on top of Sandusky's, Venus Sag is, Jerry Sandusky's Venus Sag is in, exactly on top of Joe Paterno's son.
Mm-hmm.
So he
mm-hmm.
had him magnetically almost in love with him.
Really?
You know, when you have a Venetian obsession like that on top of somebody's son, it indicates a very close tie. Not that it was sexual at all, but, you know, it's you're really drawn to that person. You're drawn to their personality. You can hardly see them do anything wrong.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the next thing is the grand trine in air. It's a kite. It goes from the sun, to Uranus, Mars, and Gemini in the second house. Mars in Gemini is a lot of times indicative of younger boys.
Mm-hmm.
Uranus, which rules his son in Aquarius, is a strange, strange quirk. Then, interestingly enough, he has Neptune in his trine in Libra. So Neptune's son, he hid behind the charity work.
Mm-hmm.
He hid behind the Neptune, the boys thing, that whole Neptunian mask of doing charitable work and doing all of that stuff for that place where he was getting boys.
So what
here,
did
I'm not
you
even
learn?
Saying,
what
I'm
did
not
you
even
learn
saying
from?
Alleged, am I?
What did you learn from doing Sandusky's chart? Anything that you didn't know about certain configurations that popped up at you as you were doing the chart?
Well, I was pretty amazed, Kate, at the fact of the Sun, South Node, Moon, all in Aquarius, and then Juno, which is an asteroid. It's like that asteroid that's caught in the headlights. It's like when you're in love and no one can tell you about anything.
Oh,
or
something, yeah.
Something's happening to you and nobody can say anything.
Mm-hmm.
That's conjunct his moon. But that, it all, my shocking thing was that all comes out of a kite, which means a kite is usually a very, it's a good aspect. It's not a
mm-hmm.
malevolent aspect. It's
mm-hmm.
something that flies high and guides people and shows them the way and all of that kind of thing. But the apex of that is Pluto and Leo. Now he has
right.
Jupiter and Leo, which is another. I usually look for three signatures. Jupiter and Leo is another signature of young boys. When he got on television and said, "Well, I like young boys."
Yes.
He was right. He does like young boys, Jupiter and Leo, you know. But what happened is the Uranus, this transiting Uranus in Aries, is going back and forth over his ascendant and it exposed
mm-hmm.
him. Uranus blasted him out and it hit
mm-hmm.
it's trying that Jupiter. But, you know, I don't care. I'm looking at his graft and
yeah.
basically Jupiter in February started to bring out more stuff and more stuff plutonically. And then Jupiter went over his moon, and it's in April and May. And now, when this trial is, Jupiter's going over Uranus, Mars, and the nodes. He's not. You know, one person said to me, he's going to get away with this. A man, I don't believe he is. I don't think he is, because they're right there in the center of the graph. The graph is. Graft is a chart like from January to December, but it's in lines and it shows you exactly where things are going to go over the lines. And
mm-hmm.
I use only the slow moving planets. And Jupiter is zooming right down into that. And there's some key that's not even been brought out yet. There's some mercurial information that is still not even brought out yet in this whole mess. And it seems to me that up here, this plutonic energy is just exposing it. But, okay, what you're saying to me is I find that this man came here to Earth to do this. I mean,
yeah.
actually. I mean, actually.
What are the lessons that we need to learn through Sandusky? I don't even know if I can say his name. But anyway, what lessons must we learn?
With Uranus, you know, when the guy saw him in the shower, I mean, we're finding out that a lot of people knew this.
Yeah.
I mean, when somebody sees it, you act on it. I mean, if a woman had seen that, which probably a woman would never look into the man's shower, but they'd have drug his ass out of there and whipped him right to wherever, called the cops right away. Because
mm-hmm,
it was
mm-hmm.
an the all-boys club, like the football
yeah.
and the Catholic Church, and it's this all-boys kind of club
yeah.
that I think Sandusky in some ways, I mean, it's an Aquarian chart.
Mm-hmm.
Aquarius, Uranus rules Aquarius. It's an exposure chart. It's a chart that exposes the dark side of things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
And brings it out and brings it out in the open, and airs it out, and maybe in the end people will be less in a state of denial about these things.
Yeah, and he has Mercury in a Capricorn, and you know when I look at that in the mid of heaven, I go, did he do this before? Now, the time is a little iffy. I have 11:27 a.m. Some are saying 12:04, but I used 11:27. I don't know why, but I thought that was. He was born in Washington, Pennsylvania. So, but Mercury, you know, Mercury in Capricorn and Saturn in Gemini. Saturn rules Capricorn and Mercury rules Gemini, and Saturn's retrograde. So, that's mutual reception. Okay, I don't know if the listeners know, but mutual reception means Mercury rules Gemini, which is the sign Saturn's in, and Saturn rules Capricorn. Tiger Wood has the Sun in Capricorn, and Saturn in Leo, and that's why I said he was going to make a comeback and it was going to be big. But that the where it is here is that's an ancient brain. That is someone that's done this before in another life.
Yeah,
this is someone that specific. Look how long he got away with this. I mean, he was exposed November 4th, 2011, was it? Yeah. November 4th, 2011. And he was indicted with a sun in Scorpio and sun sextile that Mercury in Capricorn. That's when the information came out that this is what was going on.
That's sort of a Scorpionic thing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. And he basically, I think this is one of the reasons that he took Joe Paterno's life. You know, I think Joe Paterno died because he, you know. And the January 4th, 2011, the eclipse at Capricorn didn't help either. You know, what?
That kind of stress really sends people over the edge.
Well, it also took Joe Paterno's career away, and I don't think he knew anything but being in the football field. I mean, I know, you know. I mean, it's, like, very narrow. I think he didn't pay attention to this, and he's also seduced by Sandusky, and Sandusky, after 2011, he was let go, and he hasn't been around, but still, I think that was a downfall of Paterno. I mean, really. I mean, you take what somebody does away from a man like that, he was so focused, so focused on his career, so focused on, I mean, look at that. How long was Paterno there? And that's like taking a god away from the school, too, you know?
Yeah.
And so anyway, I just think the whole Aquarian thing is very interesting for me. And you wonder what happened to this guy in his childhood. And, you know, I really wonder about that.
Yeah, I believe so. Why don't we know that? But he probably has never admitted it or never faced it.
No. And, you know, he has Neptune retrograde, Chiron retrograde, Jupiter retrograde, Pluto in Leo retrograde, Saturn in Gemini retrograde. All of those retrograde planets I find in a chart is somebody that's coming, that's living out a lifetime thing. I go by that. When you see many big boys, like the outer planets retrograde. And this Chiron in Virgo, mentally, so he's opening a key to something, you know.
Oh,
I'm sorry. The cat jumped right over my shoulder.
Oh, good.
The cat does my readings with me. The cat gets very offended if not up on the table to when I'm doing things where I sit.
Well, we
so now
have
Wally's
some callers. We
okay,
have callers
Wally's
on the line.
Okay.
And
good.
And I think they want to ask you some questions. So this would be. Area code 229, you are on the air. Hello.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
My name is Melvin, and I was just calling to see can I get a mini reading of what's coming up for me.
Sure. And when were you born, Melvin?
September 10th, 1960.
September 10th, 1960. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. How are you tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you all? I was listening to you.
Oh, good.
It's about time Tiger Woods rise back up.
Cool.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you have the sun in Virgo and the moon in Taurus, right? Did you have your chart done ever before? No?
No, ma'am, no. No.
Okay. Okay, you know, what I'm seeing in your chart is that you're too self-critical, that you criticize yourself so much, that you criticize yourself out of doing what you want to do, and you have all this stuff in Virgo. So you have, and you get fixed into that in some way because of the moon in Taurus. So you have Jupiter in Sagittarius, which is really expansive and really smart. Saturn in Capricorn, which is in its own sign. You'd be great at certain kind of businesses, putting them together, running them. Uranus in Leo, you'd be a really good leader. And Neptune in Scorpio, you could see through a lot of things that other people were pulling on you, yes. So what is the question specifically that it's not, it's a good chart, Melvin. Yes. What's holding you back?
Finances. Actually, when you said being a leader, I am a football coach, but I'm not coaching right now. I want to get
you'd
back.
You'd be a great football
that.
Coach.
Yes, ma'am.
That's you're great with plays and strategy. Strategy is fabulous in this chart. You know, a laying out strategy for football plays and all of that.
Yes,
I mean, really, really, really good.
Man.
And I think, you know, if you believe here in yourself that it could really, that plutonically you have Pluto in Virgo, you have so much stuff in Virgo. I look at Virgo like it's an M, Melvin, and it has a glyph turning it, and it's mental. One line is mental, one line is emotional, and one line is physical. And the line that turns in is spiritual. So I always say when you have this much stuff in Virgo, that it's spiritually you believe in yourself in every level, that it's going to happen, and you pray, because it is the sign of the Holy Mother, Virgo is. If you pray and you say, I believe this is going to happen, then I think it's going to work for you. But if you keep telling the story that it's not, then it won't, Melvin. Let me pull some cards here. Okay. The middle card that I got is a group of people that you're going to come in contact with that are going to, it's a team group I got in the Mother Peace cards. They're all working together to put something together. Is there friends that are with you that are going to work toward something in your career?
Yes, ma'am. I'm with University of One, and they're supposed to help me get out of default, and which I just talked to today, and he told me that I should be out of default with my student loans by next month, another week or two. And
how wonderful.
And where I can be able to go back and give me a alternative loan where I can finish up my 8 classes in middle grade education. And
great.
That's what, you know. See, I have coached before in the past, but, you know, some of these coaches that I've coached around, they look at me like, where you get all this terminology and you don't have the college degree? I said, well, it's just I was born with it. You know, they say I'm pretty good coaching.
You know, a genius is one that has it internally. You know, you're learning the knowledge in college, but if you have the experience and you come in with it, that's a genius, just knowing what to do and when to do it.
Right.
You can't learn that in college. There's no way to learn that in college. I got a major arcana here, the magician card, which means as above, so below, which means right now you're coming into some real magical place that can really, somebody that's going to really show you the way. You may have already met them. And then I got the fourth card, the 6 of Cups, which is rising up, you know. And the Sun card, which means basically that you're getting groups of people in all these cards except for the Magician card. So it means you're the magician that is running all these groups of people. And so I think you're going to be very successful. I just want you to believe, just keep saying that this is happening and it's happening right now. Okay, can you do that?
Yeah. Oh, yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I can kind of feel the transition. I can kind of feel something going on with me. I'm like, okay, now what's going on with me? I can feel a lot of positive energy just flowing my way. And
that's a good moment.
Yeah, even though I'm having difficulties financially, I'm not worried about it as much because it's being released. Yeah,
right.
You know,
if it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger. That's a song.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
And the bigger the obstacles, the further the arrow goes, okay? The more you pull back the bow, the further the arrow goes, okay? So the bigger you get into it, you know, the more success you have and the more you learn with the – and the more you're better with other people because you know where they're coming from. Because
right.
You've experienced it. You're not just talking about it. You've experienced it, okay?
Right, yes, ma'am. Yeah, that's
okay.
Great, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, Melvin, did I answer your question?
Oh, yes, ma'am, it did, yeah. Thank you
okay.
all so much.
Good luck to you, Melvin. We'll be thinking about you.
Okay, thank you
bye,
all.
Bye, Melvin.
God bless.
Thank you.
God bless you.
All right, bye-bye.
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 Now we have, very sweet. Mm-hmm. We have area code 937. You're on the line. Hello.
Hi. My name is Sandy.
Hi.
I was just wondering what's in the charts for me for love.
Love, Sandy. That big word, right?
Yes.
When were you born, honey?
April 8th, 57.
April 8th, 1957.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You had your chart done before?
Not really, no.
Okay. All right, let me go in the ephemeris here. March, April 8th. Okay. Well, things are looking good for you. Okay,
ooh.
Sandy? You could, this Uranus is going back and forth over you. You could find love instantly. Just put yourself in the right environment. Where are you going? And someone that can talk to you because the moon is in Gemini, someone that, that you would really like. And I think it looks really, really quite good for you, you know?
Wow.
And, wow. And Mercury in Taurus, a very grounded person. There's Venus in Aries again. It's this Uranus. Within a couple of months, somebody could come into your life instantly. But you have to be conscious, Sandy. Okay?
Yeah.
Because you might miss them.
Oh, okay.
So sometimes you find someone at the most odd places, you know. I found my second husband at a wig show, which is really odd, you know.
Oh, okay.
So because Uranus is in Aries, it's in an unusual place, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's not in a place that you would expect to go somewhere and meet somebody. It's a very unusual place.
Okay.
And, and right after you were born, Uranus went direct in Leo. Yes, all of this looks really good for love. Now, you know, are you ready for love? Do you love yourself enough?
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay.
I've been single long enough, and I've been single 16 years. I've sort of done my homework of what I want, what I don't want, what I can accept. I mean, you know, nobody's perfect. I know that. And I had to get over the fear of I was married to an alcoholic. And for a while, I thought drinking was bad. Now I know drinking's fine. Yeah, people can do it in moderation and, you know, still work and everything. So, you know, I had to do my homework, but, right now I feel I'm ready.
So you've done your homework and you're ready. And, you know, in the drinking thing, it's as much the enabler as the addict. And when you learn that, that's something you don't want to repeat, you know?
Right.
So, and I'm sure you sound like you've learned that.
Oh, yeah. It took a while. I'm not going to say it was something easy. No, it wasn't.
No.
But, it taught me a good lesson, and, you know, I know what I can accept and will accept, and I know what is positively out.
Yes.
So
good. Well, it's interesting because Melvin, the last guy, got the same card as you. Maybe you two should meet each other. You're going to meet this person in a group setting, a group of people, okay, of like-minded people, an unusual place, but that's where you're going to meet him. I don't know. Maybe it'll be a library. I don't know. That's just me. And Sagittarius, it'll be a very honest person because you got the Daughter of Wands, which is the unicorn doing a grand jeté. That's a ballet term, a leap. And it's what the card signifies is you're under protection to find someone that is really good for you. That's what the card means. And you got the Seven of Swords. That's the only one. It means there's still a little bit of hesitation. The fox is standing on the one side of the fence and the chickens are on the other. So it's the chicken and the fox. So it says, have the courage to take the leap. Have the courage to take the chance. And it will happen for you, Sandy. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah. And basically, you know, the past few weeks I've had build up the courage to. I've actually approached a guy and stuff, and
good for you.
Something more than what I've done before, but this time I was kind of excited. It's something that I wanted.
Oh, good. So, where did that happen?
At a club with a group of friends.
Yes, at a club with a group of friends. Isn't that interesting? Okay, there you go.
Yes. You know, we were celebrating his birthday, and
uh-huh.
at the end of the night, I just walked up and grabbed a hold of him and hugged him, and it's like, okay, wow, okay, I like this. So, yeah,
that was
all new for me, but, yeah, I actually did make the first approach, and I actually did, you know, start it.
Mm-hmm. Good for you, Sandy. That takes courage.
That's bravery, real bravery. So good luck with that.
Okay. Well, thank you. The great
Next
reading.
Next time it'll be easier.
Yeah, really.
That's right.
Okay. Bye, honey.
Yeah, thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too.
Oh, you too. Nice talking
Bye.
To you. Bye, honey.
Bye-bye, Sandy.
Bye.
Bye, honey.
So, dear, we have 631 area code. Welcome to the show. Hello.
Hi. Thank you for taking my phone call.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And what's your name?
Suzanne.
Suzanne. And when's your birthday?
10/5/60.
10/5/60. Okay. And October the 5th?
Yeah, I wanted to see what you saw with love.
What, dear?
And the same question as the other caller about love.
Oh, yeah, the same question. Well, love is important, you know? Don't you think?
Yeah. The most important thing in the world.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, this is a Libra, right? Okay. And Libras are interesting because, you know, Suzanne, it's finding balance. I find that Libra is the most reflective projection of self that there is, that they project themselves and they find things they don't like about themselves and the other person, and then they reject, especially in this chart because it has the moon in Aries, which is saying here, lighten up. It's saying lighten up a little bit and you will find love, because definitely, you know, you have Mercury and Scorpio here. So when you do a hookup with somebody, you connect at a very deep, deep level. So, and you have Venus in Scorpio. So when you fall in love, you really fall in love. It's not like, you know, you're committed in there. And if you get committed into a projection, I know it's a little heavy, projecting yourself that you don't like and you want to get out, then the moon in Aries wants to get out. So it's saying, so basically what I'm saying to you is lighten up, because Jupiter in Sag can find somebody really wonderful. You have Jupiter in Sag and Saturn in Capricorn, both of them being in their own sign. And this Uranus right now in Leo is going to work for you because of the fact that the Uranus in Aries is is trining that. So it's a good time. And the moon tonight, actually, is in Aries. So, and Uranus in Aries. So just by, you know, in the show, where we're talking right now, it means there's an intercepted house. So it means finding somebody in a secret place. I know that sounds off the wall, but that's what it, that's, there may be somebody hidden even in your life now that you're interested in.
How? I mean, I don't get that. Go on.
Huh? What'd you say, dear?
How?
I don't know. Somebody around you, somebody that you're not seeing, because it's a hidden, intercepted place.
What
so it means sometimes, you know, there's somebody where you're not even really conscious and you're not even really looking. And so now that I said that to you, you'll be more conscious and you'll be more aware and you'll be more awake.
You mean like a grocery?
And yeah, anywhere. You never know, you know. One of my friends, her shoe fell off in the laundromat. She met one of the loves of her life. So, you know, it's
laundromat.
It's finding,
stores or anything like that. I never meet anybody or a park or a laundromat.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, you never say never. That's the point. Never say never. Say I could meet somebody at a very unusual place, right?
So you think I'm
okay.
going to meet that unusual place?
Yeah, well, because I just picked a Mother Peace card. And it's the Four of Discs, and it's this woman in this room that she's really been working on herself. And now she has a fire behind her, which is creativity, and she's opening the door just slightly. So it means that she's letting a little bit of somebody in. And so what the card is saying is open the door more, be more conscious, because the next card you got is the Ten of Wands, which is really, it's a very high dance of creativity and love and expression. And so it means somebody's right on the other side of the door for you. And you're
when?
Ready. You're huh? I would say within a month.
Really?
I would say within a month. Yes.
What
now,
about,
don't be
I know,
tentative.
I think I just broke up with somebody. I like somebody, but they like somebody else maybe, or they're too young, and so that upset me, but I guess I'll move on.
What do you mean by too young?
Well, he said, well, you can't have any more kids, and he wants to get married and all that, and so he's looking for a younger person.
Well, you don't want to get in with somebody that's setting up those kind of conditions on you, honey. You really don't. You want someone that's going to love you for who you are and not put conditions on that he wants this and he wants that.
Well,
okay.
It wasn't like a love relationship. I don't know.
I know what you mean. You're a little interested. Okay, I got it. I think it's coming up, Suzanne. Just open up, okay?
But do you think I'm going to ever hear from another person or no?
I do.
No, the person that I was interested. Do you think you just forget about him or do you think he'll call again or just move on?
Well, how long has it been since you heard from him?
Yesterday, but then he was the one who said to me,
well,
oh,
now,
I...
Suzanne, for God's sake.
Told me last
Give
night.
It a moment.
He met a cute
huh?
woman at a, at like one of these farm stands, and he was helping her with the farm stuff, and she gave him some free food, and it's the first person he wanted to ask out in a long time, so he's going to go there next Sunday and ask her out.
Oh, don't go by that. You know, that's when you meet somebody, it's pretty superficial. And then you know, love is very interesting because you may think that
he goes, what do you want? I want kids and to get married. You're older. So, you know, he goes, you should look for somebody and I should look for somebody. I said, okay.
Well, it sounds like he's interested, though. Or he wouldn't have said that.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, come on, even to have that conversation. You
well,
can adopt children.
For like 8 months now.
Well,
but,
you can say you can always adopt children. There's so many children in the world to adopt now.
No, he's not interested in that.
Mm-hmm.
So I just said, good luck.
Okay. Never say never, Suzanne. You hear me? Okay. What's
yeah.
his name?
I'd rather not say. It begins with an S.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Well, if that doesn't work out, I think somebody else is right around the corner. Okay, that's what the chart and the cards say, okay?
All right. Do you know anything about the person, or they don't say that in the cards?
No.
Okay.
No. I wish I did.
All right, well, thank you.
But I don't. Thank you, Suzanne. Bye, dear.
Goodbye, Suzanne. Okay, my dear, we have area code 901. Hello, mm-hmm. and welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you all?
Good.
I just like a little astro read.
What's your name?
My name is Charlize. My birthday
Charlize.
Is July. Hello?
Charlize. Hi, did you say Charlize?
No, Lanice.
Lanice?
Lanice, like Denise, but with an L, Lanice.
Okay.
Okay. All right, and when were you born, dear?
July 5th, 1963.
Uh-huh, and what's your question?
I just want to see what is prominent in my chart right now. What's going on with, you know, the transits going on and how it affects my chart. What the main impact it has.
Okay, honey.
Okay.
Okay, so you're a Cancer. And
yeah.
You have the moon in Sag, right?
Yeah.
So that's an interesting chart. You love humanity, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What's happening with you here is that the Sagittarian energy is, well, North Node is in Sag right now. So it's you should be looking for new connections with people. And I find it really fascinating here that you have Mercury in Cancer. Mercury in Cancer is it's a very deep, loving listener, okay? And right now, Mercury is in Cancer. So, and you have Venus in Gemini, and Venus is retrograde in Gemini. And Mars is, you should be looking for something that's coming back in your life, something, you know, all some good things that you've done in your life are really going to come back now, almost like a flood of information and a flood of stuff. If you let it go, it's going to come because that's what the chart says, and you wouldn't be talking to me if it wasn't going to happen.
Right.
Okay. Jupiter in Aries, that means you know that Uranus is going to be going over that for a while. So it will happen. You know, Uranus brings things into play suddenly. So in the next 6 months, look for an expansion. Look for an expansion that is really coming about. And you have Saturn in Aquarius, which is really quite beautiful. Saturn in Aquarius sees the bigger picture for all people. It's really quite a beautiful chart, you know, that you have here.
Yeah.
And what?
Did you notice how all the transits that are in place now, they're also in my natal chart, like the Virgo, Mars, Gemini, Venus, Cancer, Mercury.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
the Venus in Gemini that's retrograde is really quite beautiful because that is bringing information even from a past life of love and things back into your life. And the south node is at 4 degrees of Gemini. That means a connection with some kind of angel, an angel that's not usually in with you, okay? And Jupiter being at 0 degrees of Gemini, it's going to be there. It's just gone into Gemini. So that is like an expansion of a great deal of knowledge from this lifetime and the last one, honey. So it's really quite a good reading here for you.
Okay. Would energy be bringing in the right mate for me?
Yes, Venus in Gemini. Venus in Gemini, Jupiter in Gemini.
Okay.
Let me. Oh, okay. So You got in the Mother Peace cards, you got the Five of Wands, which is the Phoenix rising, which means, you know, it's not transformation, it's transmutation. It means everything's burned down to the ashes, and then what rises up out of the ashes is the Phoenix, all the good parts of what has been discovered through what you've gone through. And then a new group of people gather around you. It's almost like a new kid on the block, and you have new people. And then you've got the Shaman of Swords, which is you're the only one that can pull the sword out of the stone. No one else can do it. And that is only with Venus and Gemini here and all of this. It's only with thinking with your heart, feeling with your heart, not through knowledge. And the next one is... And you got the next card, which is the Ten of Swords, which means the swords are stuck in the wall, and it's leaping into your feelings instead of protecting them. Leaping forward, taking chances, okay? Are you there?
I'm here. Hello?
Okay. Hi, okay. Here.
Okay. So the Ten of Swords means that I'm supposed to take chances. Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Take leaps of faith. Leaps of faith. Go to places that are not that you don't usually go. Go to a place that is uncomfortable to you. Don't go to the usual place. Go to an out-of-the-way place that you're uncomfortable. Because when you go to an out-of-the-way place where you're uncomfortable, you become more aware. You become more conscious because you're not when you go to familiar places, then you're so familiar with them that you really don't see anybody.
Okay.
Go to unfamiliar places with unfamiliar people, you're much more on the alert, and you're much more conscious.
Okay.
And it's, you know, I got the Hanged One, the upside down guy, which means... just, you know, that's a great card, dude, not to blend in, but to be your own individual self.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, hon. Have a great night.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. So we have 207 area code. Hello. This evening, how are you? Yeah.
Hi, good evening. It's great to be here. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Tom. My birthday is January
2759. Mhm.
And I'd like to know, I have to move.
Mhm.
I have to move, and I'd like to know what the likelihood of us finding a place will be within the next month.
Okay, let me get it here. I did a January 27th chart today. Gosh, isn't that interesting?
Really?
Yeah. I think that's fascinating out of all those. Okay.
I've had a chart done before.
Uh-huh.
But it's like reading Braille. Like, I can't tell one end from the other.
You can't?
No.
Okay.
I know I have a lot of earth in my chart. That's about it.
But your sun is in Aquarius, right?
Yes.
Okay, so. And your moon is in Virgo. Okay, Tom.
Yes. And my rising
and,
is Taurus.
Okay. Okay, and. Okay. All right. What I'm getting from all this is you're worrying too much. You know? What? You know, the more you worry, the more you're pushing it away. Your Jupiter in Scorpio has built this up to that you'll never find it. And it's saying here that the universe will provide it for you, Tom, if you just concentrate on the universe in a more spiritual sense. Because the universe will provide. The Taurus rising is, you know, when you have Taurus rising, you hate to lose your home. It's just about the worst thing that you can do because that's what the home represents, Taurus, you know.
Yes.
And it's where I am. It's where I'm fixed in. It's where I feel comfortable. but the universe never moves you somewhere else unless it's for a reason, unless you put it into your chart, and especially this chart, because you have Saturn in Capricorn, and Saturn in Capricorn right now means that Pluto is laying on this Saturn in Capricorn by transit, okay? You know what a transit is? It's what's happening right now?
Yes.
In the sky. Okay, so plutonically, it's blowing you out of the place that you're in, and it's taking you to a place that is better. So can it happen within a month? It surely can, with the way the transits are in the sky right now, with Uranus, you know, it could happen instantly. The thing that it doesn't happen is because we prevent it in some way by worrying
right.
too much. And the more you tell the story that it's not going to happen, and this, that's the reality, you believe that you create your own story and you create your own life. So instead of saying that, say it's coming and it's coming fast, okay? The house is coming and it's coming fast. And I'll get a call tomorrow, okay? You hear me, Tom?
I hear you. I understand what you're saying.
Well, what I got in the Mother Peace cards is also I got the Two of Discs, and it's a person that's giving themselves double messages and double movies and saying, okay, it's going to happen, and then, no, it's not going to happen. It's going to happen. No, it's not going to. It's very hard because the mind starts to run, and it keeps going in the story, and it's hard to change it. I got the five of cups, which means the pearls are spilling out of the one cup, and it means just walk around and let go of the house, okay? Now, do you know any feng shui, Tom?
Yes, I do.
How many pictures do you have around in the house of the family?
Right now, three.
Take the pictures down for a while. Take the pictures down from so that the family, that you're not looking at them, and the family is not. I feng shuied somebody in Kennett, and they had pictures
they're feng
around.
They're feng shui photos. Geese wisdom and knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Geese wisdom and knowledge.
Right. I'm just
take it down.
No, I said pictures of the family, not pictures of feng shui.
Oh, no. No, I'm sorry. Not of the family, no.
It's pictures that you look at that keep you stuck in the place, okay? So you take the pictures down and you open the door and clean the energy out, you know, do a ritual of going around the house and letting the house go outside the house, okay? And you can always bury St. Joseph in the front yard. That works, even though people don't think it does, it does. And you have to start loosening your ties because of that Taurus rising, especially, okay? And I got the Tower card, which means you could eclipse this house and get a new one very fast, okay? If you let it
very
go,
good.
Tom. Okay?
I will. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tom.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye, Tom. Bye-bye.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Good night. Hang on just a minute here.
You tell me all these area codes, Kate. I don't know what any of them are.
I know. We should ask people where they're calling from.
Yeah, because
now we have,
got two.
Yeah. We have 602 mm-hmm. area code. Welcome to the show. Hello.
How you doing?
Great.
Good.
My name is Richard. Calling from Phoenix.
Richard? And when were you born, Richard?
December 10th, 1974.
Wow. Where are you from? Where are you calling from?
Phoenix, Arizona.
Where?
Phoenix.
Oh, Phoenix. Okay, we're getting all these area codes. I'm interested in where they are, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, what do you want to know, Richard?
Spiritual destiny.
spiritual destiny. Well, that's a new question for the night, isn't it?
I like that one.
Mm-hmm. And what's your vision of that?
Cloudy.
Mm-hmm.
Cloudy.
Okay. Well, you're a really deep guy. You have Mercury, you have the Moon in Scorpio and the Sun in Sag, Venus in Sag. That's a visionary. That's a visionary, Richard. And right now, you know, it seems that Jupiter just went into Gemini, and there's going to be an opening of a great new kind of something building. Do you feel that in the universe, Richard?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
You feel, yeah, there's this whole new, you know, they all say, you know, a lot of people say 2012, you know, about the planet and all. I think that it's the death of the old way and the beginning and the rebirth of the new way, like the Phoenix Rising.
Yes.
And I think there is, and you have the kind of chart with the Sun in Sag and the Moon in Scorpio and Mercury in Scorpio, that you have a depth of knowledge that can bring all kinds of things up for people. And Mercury in Scorpio is magnetic, and you can attract people to you. And the language is great. Actually, this is a great chart for the theater. You know, it's a really great chart for that. And you have Mars in Scorpio. You have all this Scorpio in your chart. It's just really deep and magnetic. So you can, and then Jupiter in Pisces. And a lot of water in your chart. Uranus in Scorpio. My gosh, it's a dynamite chart, Richard. Have you had your chart done?
No, I haven't.
Well, you should get your chart done. It's a dynamite chart. You would be really, really interested in all of this stuff in this chart. I mean, it's like a lot of water, very deep. Mars in Scorpio, it like gets to the point. It can almost be too truthful in a situation. People can really get a little angry about it because it gets, and even if you don't speak, you see right through what is going on, okay?
Right.
So, did I answer your question, or you want to be more specific? That was kind of a general question you said there.
Yeah, that was fine.
Let's look at the cards, Richard. You got this Six of Swords, which is right now in your life with passion, and you must put all points of your life together right now because there's a big thing that you have to do. There's a big, huge thing that you're going to do, and it's like you have the Nine of Swords also, which means you have to cut through and let go of a lot of the little stuff, a lot of the stuff that is holding you back. And that's hard to do with all these fixed signs because you're riding into a new territory. I mean, you've got the Shaman of Discs with a lot of knowledge and a lot of protection, but it's a whole new avenue that you're coming into, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, Richard.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Sheila, how can people get a hold of you if they want to get their chart done?
You can get a hold of me at Mary Sheila, MarySagila, Audette, AUDET, at gmail.com.
Thank you.
And my telephone number.
Mary Sheila Audette. I'm going to repeat that. Mary Sheila Audette at gmail.com. AUDET. I wouldn't say your phone number right here. But
all right, sweetie. At gmail.com.
Yeah,
and all they do is, at gmail.com, and that's why people are doing it now, you know?
Yeah.
I'm on Facebook, too. Facebook is a wonder, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's interesting with all of, it's I've been taking computer lessons, you know, at the computer store, and it's been so fascinating to me because each time I go, I get a different teacher. And when you get the young ones to teach you, it's like they had an iPad or something in their crib, and it's almost like it's second nature to them. They skip over all these steps because they go, well, just hit the plus sign, you know? Just hit command.
Yeah.
And I go, well, where is command, you know?
right. So, I bet you're learning a lot, though.
Well, you know, and it's stimulating my brain. And I said to the one guy, I got one of the smartest guys in the story. He was like, whoa, I'm trying to learn Dropbox. You know
what Dropbox is?
Yeah. Dropbox is that you make a file, you speak a chart. And then you take that chart, you do it in a digital recorder, then you plug it into your Apple, and then it drops it into their file, and they have that right away.
That's really cool.
It's really very neat. But I've now had three different teachers that showed me three different ways.
Yeah, I'm not surprised about that.
You know, it's fascinating in each one, you know. And I said, oh, I can't do it that way. And then they go, oh, yes, you can. But then this guy was just talking, you know. And I went, do you know what an Anshaka is? And he looked at me and said, what? I said, do you know what an Asia Pay is? Do you know what a Glissad is? He said, no. I said, those are dance terms. I said, do you know what a Quintal is? No. Do you know what a Transit is? No. I said, those are astrology terms. I don't know what you're talking about. Start talking in English, you know. Because, you know, the language,
right.
The language is,
exactly.
The language, it's a language, you know. And as Joseph Campbell said, the computer is so literal, it's God, you know. You either get it or you don't. Delete, whatever, you know, not letting you in there.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's fascinating because it is making my brain work a whole new way. I did astrology, but I didn't do a lot of the other stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And now with this new computer, this Mac, you know, I call the computer Joanne.
Oh, do you?
She loves
because she's speaking to you through the computer, right?
Yeah, that's the name of my computer, Joanne, because she loved the Mac so much. And she, you know, so it was a whole day. I'm becoming very fast, though.
I'm glad.
Well, I want to write a book about the nodes, the South Node and the North Node. I have this book in my head. And I think it would be very helpful for astrologers, if any are listening, that, you know, ever since I studied astrology, the nodes have been called the dragon's head and the dragon's tail. And even when I first heard that, I thought, nah. And I thought, no, I don't feel that, you know. And so I've come to the realization that the nodes are really, I've been working with them for a while now, as the North Node is the angel that's here with you always, the companion you bring in. And the South Node comes in catastrophic times just to help.
Yeah.
And, you know, it seems to really be working in people's charts.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, you know, they really seem to, rather than saying, oh, this node's in this lifetime and that node was in the last lifetime, you know, what good is that? I mean, that's not really information that is totally, you know, valid. So that's what I'm interested in writing about.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So when's your book coming out?
Well, It should be out right now, but it isn't. So what can I say?
Well, now, why isn't it?
Well, right now, we're at the end of the program. So I'll talk to you
care.
About that later. Okay.
Okay.
I want to know. Okay. It's that I have to get some things in place first. Like my webpage is in need of a transformation a little bit. And also... But you know what? I just feel like putting things up on Kindle anyway. I just feel like putting things up and not waiting for this and waiting for that. See, I've been doing a 30-day blogging challenge on capital punishment. And basically, people are dropping off my list because they're so pissed off at me. instead of signing up for
that
my
means
list.
You're making a difference.
Yes, yes. You know, and I think it's very funny that that's happening, and I think that it's all fine and good. So, but on the other hand, why should I wait for people to sign up on my list if they're dropping off my list to publish an e-book? I think I'm just going to publish it.
Oh, that's waiting for the outside world. You want to come from the inside out.
I just want to publish
it. You can't count on the outside world. You have to come from the inside out. And Jupiter's in Gemini now, you know. So it's going to become a lot easier. It's in the mutable signs now.
Yes.
And so it's going to become a lot. Things are going to open right now, okay?
Right.
I would look at that, okay?
I will.
All right. Well, that's been
all right.
Fun.
I love you. I love you.
I love you. Bye bye.
I'll talk to you again. Bye bye.
Bye, Angel.
We're going to be playing music for Mother and Child by Klaus C. Jensen, assuming I can find what I'm looking for here. There we are. And love to everybody. Thank you for stopping by.